The Mishnah Melech has a very yesodistic shaila when it comes to Yibum. We mentioned this earlier, and that is whether Yibum needs Edom or not. We're talking about Edus Akiyume. We know that in order for a person to be Mekadosh and Isha, Kiddushin needs Edom. Kiddushin needs to have two Edom, see the Maisa Kiddushin. If there are no Edom over there, then it's not a good Kiddushin. It's not just a question of knowing whether the Kiddushin took place or not, but it's something which is Makam and Nikam Maisa Kiddushin. That's what's referred to as Edus Akiyume, that you need the Edom to be there in order to create a Maisa Kiddushin, and if Edom didn't watch it, then the Maisa Kiddushin is not a good Maisa Kiddushin. So the question is Yibum the same thing? Do you need Edom to watch the Yibum? And if there are no Edom there, then the Yibum is not Chal, it's not Kainer. Or do we say that maybe Yibum is different than Kiddushin? Like the Mishnah says, we find that by Yibum, the Torah says, even B'shayig, B'mezid, B'ainis, B'ratzen, it's Kainer. So perhaps you don't need Edom either, it just happens by itself. The Torah's Machner heard of you through the Maisa Bia, and it's not necessary to have Edus Akiyume, like you have legabe kiddushin. So very, very yisaisik shaila big enough kamini lemaisa. What happens if a person is miyamim his wife and there are no edim? Is he kainer or not? So Rabbi Kiveger in a tshuva brings a beautiful raya from our sugya that yibum does not need edim. You don't need edim by yibum, and it's different than kiddushin. And his raya is like this. So Gemara over here in Daf and Chesam Adolf is trying to figure out shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when a person is mashka his wife who might be a saita, so he could be mashka her. It says, Amen Shlo Satisi Arusa Venasua Shemes Yabim Veknusa. He could be, when he's Mashbiah her, if she was Mizana, he could also do it during on the time of Erisin and the time of Shemes Yabim, if she was Mizana then as well. And the Gemara is trying to figure out what's the pshat in this Mishnah. If we're talking about the time when she's in Arusa, that can't be because an Arusa doesn't drink. So the Gemara ends up saying it has to be that he was Mekanater when she was in Arusa, then she had Stira, then she had Chuppah, and she was Onivola, and now you're being Mashker when she's in the Suwa on the time when she was in Arusa. And the Gemara says that also doesn't work because there's a din of Kadma Shchivas Baal Abayal, Velo Shikadma Shchivas Baal Abayal. In other words, she has to have a Bia with her husband before the Bia with the potential Baal. So that means there had to have been a Chuppah with a Bia before the before the znus took place. So the Gemara says that's not a problem. Arusa bebeis avia. We could say that we're talking about a case where the aris had bia with her bebeis avia. In other words, before the nisun, before the chuppah, the aris had bia with her. So now you have technically you have kamashkivas baal abayil. You don't yet have a chuppah. He was baal l'shem znus, not l'shem nisun. So she's still an arusa, but there was kamashkivas baal abayil, and then she's mezana, and now you could be mashka her for that znus that she might have had during the time of Erisin. But the Gemara asks a kashan that. The Gemara says that then that doesn't work out by Shomer Siyabim. We compare the Brisa brings the case of Shomer Siyabim together with an Arusa, has to be the same type of setup. So the Gemara says, the Kavasaga by Shomer Siyabim, Shabale Yavam Beis Chamea. So you're going to say by Shomer Siyabim that it's the same type of case that the Yavam had Bia with her Beis Chamea before the Yavam took place. He was Balea. Talking about that can't be Shemes Yavam Karsay, then how do you call Shemes Yavam? Ishtamal Yehi, she's his full fledged wife, the Amar Rav, Kana Lakal, because Rav said earlier, Kana Lakal. So the Gemara says if you make that same setup by Shemes Yavam, that he had beer with her when she is a Shemes Yavam, which is the equivalent of Erisin, and that would be the Kana Shemes Baal Abayil, then she's no longer Shemes Yavam, she's a Knusa, because when it comes to the Bia of Yibum, the Bia Yibum just happens, Ben Beshag, Ben Bemezid, Ba'inus, Baratzen, Yemezana, L'shem Znus, doesn't make a difference, it's automatically going to be kind to her, so now she turned into a Nesua. So Gemara says, the same way by Yibum, we can't be talking about where he was Ba'alei Abbeis Chamea, because then she's no longer Yavama, she's now a Nesua. You can't say that that's the case of Erisin as well. So basically, the Gemara is getting stuck over here, that how do you have a case by Yibum that was Kadma Shchivas Baal Abayil, that there was a Bia with a Yavam, which happened before the Bia with the Baal, but yet she's still called a Shemes Yavam. She didn't become a Nesua through that Bia. That's what the Gemara is trying to figure out over here. So, Frechter Riki Vega, he says, I have a very simple Eitza. Very simple. Why don't we just say like this? That he was Baal Eva Beis Chamea. The Yavam had Bia with him Beis Chamea. But it was done not in front of Edom. There were no Edom there who saw the Bia. So, therefore, Yibum, it's not going to be. It's not going to be a Yibum to be Kainer because there's no Edom and you need Edus Akiyumi Legabi Kiddushin. But it is enough to be considered Kadma Shchivas Baal Abayil. For that, you don't need Edom. That's a Metziah. So if it's Kadma Shchivas Baal Abayil, it's good enough. And that would be a good case where you could have Kadma Shchivas Baal Abayil, but she's still Kadosh Shemes Yavam because there are no Edom to turn the Yibum into a Yibum. So, Fakti B'Kivega, why doesn't the Gemara say that? So from the fact that the Gemara doesn't give that tzir, it must be a raya that the Gemara understood that Yibum does not need Edom. Yibum does not need Edom, and therefore if you're Balea without Edom, it still is a good Yibum, and therefore the Gemara is takabathered that if you say you were Balea, then that would be a good Yibum. Yibum would be Chal, and Shemes Yavam Karile, you can't call it Shemes Yavam because Ishtam Al Yasehi, she is his wife. So, effectively, Kivegar, he's saying from here, of a riot to be Paishah, the Shai, the Mishlamelech, from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that we're talking about a case where there is no Edom, must be a riot that Yibam does not need Edom, and even if you don't have Edom, it would still be a good Yibam. That's the beautiful riot that Kivegar brings from our Gemara to the Shaila of the Mishlamelech. But then Kivegar goes on to say that maybe there's no riot. Maybe Lailam, we could say you don't need Edom for you, that you do need Edom for Yibam. Why does Gemara not say this case? Why don't we say we're talking about a case without Edom? Because Dr. McGregor, you have to have Edom here for a different reason. Because even if Yibam doesn't need Edom, you're going to need Edom for Kadmah Shkubis Baal Abayel. How do we know there was Kadmah Shkubis Baal Abayel? Who told us it's true? Obviously, you need to have Edom that saw there was Kadmah Shkubis Baal Abayel. And once you have Edom that saw that, then those Edom would work for the Yibam as well. So you can't make an Okimta that there are no Edom. Because if there are no Edom, then we don't know there was Kadmah Shkubis Baal Abayel. But then McGregor says, he says, no, maybe that's not true. Maybe you could say that for Kadmah Shkubis Baal Abayel, I could tell you at Seir, where you do have Edom, but those Edom won't work for Yibam. We could say that you have what's referred to as Edus Miyuchadus. In other words, it could be that the Yavam was Baal in front of one Ed. He had one be in front of one Ed. And then later on, he had another be in front of a different Ed. So one Ed Echad saw, each one saw a Bia, and together we could be Mitzar for them to be an Edus that was Kadmah Shkubis Baal Abayel. That's Edus Miyuchadus, which works by most Edus, even though they didn't see it together. We can be mitzav the two Edus to become one. But when it comes to Edus the Kiyume, when it comes to Kiddushin, where you need Edun to see the actual Maisa, for that Edus Mecheles doesn't work. For Edus the Kiyume, for Din and the Flashes, Edus Mecheles doesn't work. For other Dinim, it does work. So Zakta Mikveger, we still have a good seer. We could say that we're talking about that he was Baalev Beis Chameh in front of one Ed. Then he was Baalev Beis Chameh again in front of another Ed. So those two Edom can be mitzarif to be made that was Kadmah Shkubis Baal Abayel, but yet that won't be a Yibam, that won't be Edus Akiyumi for Yibam, because for Yibam you need Shneidim of Asacha. So why does Gemara not say such a Tzir? Again, it must be a Raya that Yibam doesn't need Edom, and even without Edom, the Yibam would be Chal. But then Kibbeh goes on to say that maybe that's not a good Dichu that I'm saying, because maybe the same way Edus Mecheles doesn't work with Gabi Yibam, it's not going to work for Kadmah Shkubis Baal Abayel either. Because another exception where there's no Edus Mecheles, where it doesn't work, is by Dinei Nefashis. Dinei Nefashis, Edus Mecheles doesn't work, you have to see it together. So Zakta Mikveger, maybe Sait is considered Dinei Nefashis, because if she drinks this water, she's going to die, she's going to blow up, and the water will be Mamisar, and therefore has a din of Dinei Nefashis, and therefore Edus Mecheles doesn't work, and that's why the Gemara couldn't say such a tzir. It had to be real Edom, and once it's real Edom, then that would help Lagabi the Yibam as well. So that's how Mikveger seems to come out, that we have to say that there are Edom here anyways, because you need Edus, real Edus, Lagabe Saitan, who had done Lagabe Yibam, because Saitan has a din of Din and Nefashis, and therefore Edus Mechadis wouldn't work. Now it's interesting that in the Shaar HaMelech, who also talks about this question, whether Yibam needs Edom or not, the Haggais on the Shaar HaMelech from the Maisa Chashev goes through a similar Chashev to Bikiveger, and he ends up saying that we could be talking about a case of Edus Mechadis, and from the fact that the Gemara didn't do that as a Raya, that Yibam does not need Edom, and he seems to be comfortable with saying that Edus Mecheles would work for Kadmah Shkubis Baal Abayel, not like Rabbi Kivegar. So it comes out of very Yisadizik Machlekes between Rabbi Kivegar and the Maisa Chashev, the Haggais on the Shaar HaMelech. Does Edus Mecheles work for Edus Saita or not? And depending on that, is whether you have a Raya over here if Yibam needs Edom or not. What's a Machlekes whether Edus Mecheles works for Saita or not? So it would seem to be that it's Tali on a Shaila, which Rav Elchanan really is Ma'ir on Rabbi Kivegar, that how do we view what Saita is. Mitzad Achav, we could say that Saita is Dinei Nefashis, because when you give her the water, that's going to cause her to die. So it's like Dinei Nefashis. Mitzad Sheni, we could say that no, it's not Dinei Nefashis. Bezin, they're not being Mamis Rabbi Yadayim. They're not killing her. They're just giving her something which has a kayach. The Torah put a kayach in that water that it could be Mamis if she's guilty. But the Misa is not really coming from Bezin, it's coming Min HaShemayim. That's not considered Dinei Nefashis of Bezin, because Bezin are not being Mamis Rabbi Yadayim. That seems to be the Machlokes over here. The Kivegar held that is considered Dinei Nefashis, even though it's happening Mimela. The Maisa Cheshev held it. It's not considered Dinei Nefashis, and therefore Edus Mecheles would work, and the Nafka Mina would be whether you have a Raya from our Gemara that Yibam needs Edom or not, that if you hold Edus Mecheles would work over here, then the Gemara could have said it's here, where you have Edus Mecheles Agabe Kamna Shkubis Baal Abayel, but you don't have Edom on the Kinin Yibam, and that would be a good Echitimsa from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that would be a Raya, that Yibam does not need Edom, and even without Edom it would work. Or do we say that no, Edus Mecheles doesn't work for Saita, and Mehechach, he had two Edom over here, so you have to have two Edom, and therefore there's no Hechitimsa to say that there's no Edom over here, because you anyways would need Edom for the din of Kadmah Shkubis Baal Abayel.